Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Fine, thank you.
I just had a message from Peter Nugent.
The old Australians won't be in very good mood, will they?
No, no, time to overhaul the entire side, I'd say.
I think so. All this, you know, Mr. Cricket and all this, you know, new face of Australian cricket. No good. What did they need? 328 or something? Is that the target?
Something like that. I'll tell you exactly in a minute. They needed 328 and they got to 329 for seven. So, yeah.
That's nice to see, isn't it?
It is very nice.
It was in Australia as well, isn't it? And they've won the series, haven't
they? Yes, they won the series in Australia, first time for 20 years, apparently. Now, would you describe yourself as middle class?
I suppose so, probably.
Really?
Yes.
Always?
Wouldn't you?
When you were growing up, Milton Keynes, kind of a middle class type place?
I wouldn't say so, probably. I don't know, you know, it's all very deep. Lower middle class, maybe? What constitutes middle class? Who knows?
Well, probably living in a big house in Cobham, I would say. It's a fairly upper middle class. But you're nouveau riche, aren't you? You're nouveau riche, aren't you? You know.
Well, without the riche.
It all starts with you with the big bang, you know. You got your first Porsche and, you know, you were trading Targa. There on the floor. You had a Targa, did you?
No, I'm just saying this is the sort of classic view of the 1980s.
Yeah.
Although, of course, I didn't start until late 1990s, actually.
Friday night binging on Dom Pom in the city bars. You know, those were the days, eh?
Should we move on to markets?
Yes. Bit rudderless yesterday. Wall Street was closed for Martin Luther King Day. Mixed day in Europe.
Yeah, European equities registered minor gains, but nothing certainly dramatic. Investors pausing for breath a little bit ahead of tomorrow's inauguration, I suppose. And also, perhaps more importantly, the earnings season. Stock 600 in Europe was up, but it was only up 0.2%. Technology outperformed. Investors still remain nervous, particularly in the short term, given the tighter restrictions that continue to be phased in. Germany, I think, deliberating over whether to escalate lockdown measures that may include a curfew there. Carrefour was the biggest loser yesterday. Shares down 7%. It's after Couche-Tard abandoned its takeover bid. But the opening calls on the European bourses are looking particularly positive this morning. Currently calling FTSE up 45 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 98 points. CAC 40 Paris up 40 points. Main focus today will be on results, I guess, from Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and later in the day coming through from Netflix.
Couche-Tard? That's a rather strange name, isn't it? Sleep late, it means.
Okay.
Go to bed late.
Okay, well, they've got these big convenience stores, I suppose, so where people sort of work from 3 till, you know, 12 o'clock at night, I suppose, so you do go to bed quite late if you're working in one of those convenience stores. So
like a 7-Eleven, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah, but so the French government basically put a spoke in that deal with Carrefour. They said no.
Yeah, not for us, thank you. I mean, there were some promises coming through from the Canadian company. They promised to invest billions of euros into Carrefour stores. And from what you tell me, they're in dire need of some investment.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. It's a bit shabby. It's a bit shabby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
that's okay,
have you got a new deal with them or something? You
know, no,
I mean, normally you lay into Carrefour with abandon.
I'll try
and
not
now
to go
you're
there.
Being... Yeah, well, you see, that's what I mean. So that's what I'm saying. So they do require significant investment, do they?
Well, I would say so, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there we go.
Yeah.
They promised not to fire workers for 2 years, and there were some other guarantees in there, but none of which decided to sway the French government. You can understand it in some ways. I think it's the largest private employer in France. Carrefour was half of its business from the domestic market, so perhaps not wanting that foreign interference. But also, I think perhaps during COVID, you've realised the importance of food security.
Who'd have thought the French government would get involved in that? I mean, is it something to do with sovereignty? Really, you know.
I can see where you're trying to go with this.
Not trying to go anywhere. Mm. State of fact, isn't it?
Lens you're viewing it through.
Right, we'll move on, shall we? Dubai, the property market is struggling.
Yeah, it's tough times for the Dubai property market. A glut of properties, faltering demand, and the coronavirus have been driving down prices, according to research from JLL. Prices have fallen by around about 30% since the market peak, but that was 7 years ago. Quite incredible. Average home prices fell 8% last year, rent down 12%, and it's 4% below the level that was reached in 2010. Government have been responding to this by setting up a committee to manage supply and demand. with developers calling for a moratorium on new projects. Absolutely incredible when you go to Dubai, isn't it? How quickly the skyline changes, how much has been built over the past couple of decades. 39,000 houses were delivered last year. 53,000 residential property units are scheduled for completion during the course of this year. Prices are 20% above the levels reached in 2010, when property prices crashed 50% following the global credit crisis in 2008. So, particularly volatile market. If you're looking for positive, price declines have been slowing, and buyers have been taking advantage, apparently, of lower prices, cheaper payment plans, and low interest rates. Although the JLL are forecasting prices will decline again this year between 5% and 8%. So perhaps hold off buying that holiday apartment just yet.
You're just itching to get away, aren't you? I can hear it
I would love to get on a plane, probably without the chill. I'd love to watch a movie on a plane. I would love some heat. I would love to go somewhere.
Well, it appears you're not alone, because EasyJet says the bookings this summer with its holiday division are up by 250% on last year. Although you wouldn't really want to fly with them, would you?
Happy to fly EasyJet. Morning, Stelios. I miss our walks around the marina in the morning.
He doesn't.
So, I'm more than happy to fly with our friends at EasyJet, it has to be said, and would love to. And we saw back in the summer, as soon as those restrictions were eased a little bit, plenty of demand coming through. Apparently lots of demand from people who've had the vaccine, so the older generation taking advantage of that, feeling more confident, ready to go on the plane. The question is whether business travel will return at the same rate as holiday passengers, because I think many businesses have realised that you can cut costs, you can continue to do business. One suspects there will be some element coming back. Whether it comes back at 100%, I think, remains a little bit more debatable. And that way, I suppose you could argue the likes of EasyJet, the likes of Ryanair would be bigger beneficiaries compared to some of the old traditional flag carriers.
And my plans to get one over the local Audi car dealer seems to have gone up in smoke, because they can't get any chips to make cars at the moment.
Yeah, apparently so. Well, with car demand significantly weak, we've had European car numbers in this morning, actually, that showed that for 2020, car sales dropped 24%. That's the biggest decline that we've seen on record. As a result of that, many of the car manufacturers were not ordering parts. So the chip manufacturers sort of retooled their machines to focus on things like mobile phones and computer game consoles. And now demand they expect to pick up, and apparently the car manufacturers are struggling to get the parts that they need to complete their vehicles.
Could they sort of go around and collect a few games consoles and phones and just take the chips out and put them in the cars instead?
I think they're a different type of chip, but it's just not quite a question of just simply swapping them over, as far as I understand, in these things. So I think your Nintendo Switch will be safe for some time.
Right, because otherwise you could you could be driving along in your car, and you know the onboard computer suddenly says game over.
Yes. You're pleased with that one. Is that what this whole thing's been about, a build up to that line?
No, it just suddenly occurred to me, but I thought it was reasonably funny, so there you go. Foreign exchanges.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.36 this morning. Euro dollar just below 1.21. You get just over €1.12 for your British pound this morning.
How many cul-de-sacs are there in Milton Keynes?
A lot, to be honest with you. I used to live on a cul-de-sac in Milton Keynes.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yes.
You just cycled your little chopper around, round and round and round.
I never had a chopper, actually. I would have liked a chopper. I would have liked a rally bike. There were things I would have enjoyed. I didn't have either of those, to be honest with you.
Oh, dear. Well, you've got it all now, haven't you?
It's going fast.
Right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclay.